Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I wanted to talk to you today about threads because this is such a trending topic. I saw that it was one of the most searched topics on Google, and I think there's so many misconceptions and a little bit of lack of understanding of what threads can and can't do. So today we'll talk about threading. Number one, what is threading? Threading is a procedure where temporary sutures are used to produce a tiny lift in your skin for a more youthful appearance. These are threaded at the level of the dermis, the kind of thicker underground layer of the skin, and your thread lift gives you some immediate results. Very often I see injectors posting their fresh off the table results as like gorgeous. And yes, everything looks gorgeous when it is slightly juicy, plumped, and swollen. But that is not truly what the result will look like after healing in 4 to 6 weeks. That's when we truly see what a thread lift looks like. So when you're looking at thread lift results, be a little bit skeptical because we want to evaluate the true result, not swelling. Mostly you'll see some immediate traction. Thread lifts will give you about 2 millimeters to 3 millimeters of lift and support of the tissues. If we're lucky, up to 4 millimeters, 5 millimeters. I think that is stretching it, but maybe in the best hands with the strongest threads, that could happen. There are 3 main types of threads currently available on the market: polydioxinone or PDO threads, polylactic acid or PLA threads, and polycarprolactone PCA threads. The most popular right now might be PDO threads because these are made of biodegradable polymers. They do stimulate the production of collagen everywhere they're placed. They last about 8 to 10 months results-wise, and they are very widespread in the market right now. You might have heard some names of companies like PDO Max or Mint. These are PDO threads. Polylactic acid is one of my favorite products. This is Sculptra. Sculptra is a product for biostimulation, and these are threads that are literally made of Sculptra molecules, PLLA, polylactic acid. So the benefit being biostimulation, collagen production, temporary threads placed that cause some underground fibrosis and tightening when the skin develops thickening and fibrosis. And the best candidates for thread lifts are people younger than 60, 55, 60, people who don't want to have surgical lifting. They're noticing some mild laxity. I think the very best candidates are in their late 30s to mid 40s. I think as you get to see so much skin laxity that you're standing in the mirror and pulling back on your tissues every day and kind of imagining like, oh, if only I was tighter here and tighter there, that is facelift territory. When you traction back your skin, a centimeter or more excessive skin requires surgical intervention. So threads are beneficial in early stages when you're noticing lower face changes and you're not quite ready for a full surgical procedure. What are the pros and cons? So the pros: some studies report up to a 90% success rate. I take that with a grain of salt because other studies report 40% dissatisfaction rate. Number two, PDO threads can generate collagen. Collagen growth is always a beautiful thing. Number three, thread lifts give the area you choose to treat an overall smoother appearance and reduction in fine lines and wrinkles. Yes, if I'm pulling a little more tension on the tablecloth's going to look smoother. So that's what threads do for the skin. Number four, threads are one of the better ways to reduce wrinkles and sagging without surgical correction, but they're not the only way. They're a non-invasive, low downtime, good option, but there are other options like lasers, injectables, collagen stimulators. And then threads have minimal downtime when done absolutely correctly, no scars, not super painful if you're injected well with local anesthetic, and really nice results for a light refresh. The downsides, the cons: thread lifts are not permanent. Is it worth it to spend $1,500 to $2,500 per area for something that lasts 8 to 10 months? Very often the answer may be yes. I don't want to go under the knife. I want to look tighter and fresher. I don't want volume or more bulk added. I don't want filler face. I'm going to do something that lifts tension and improves sagging. Number two, thread lifts do not change or shift your facial volumes. If you are hollow in your temples, your preauricular area, your marionette area, you need volume. I always recommend volume first with threads second once you have adequate volume replacement. Number three, there's a good chance of sagging, drooping, or laxity returning after 6 to 8 months. This is temporary. It is going to return. It's a suture, which is terrific, but in real surgery, we tie up these lax tissues with a knot. It's a permanent suture, or it's a very long-lasting suture, and it's anchored to a structure. So it has to be anchoring, it has to be knotted, it has to be long-lasting for it to be durable. Number four, having a thread list is not exactly risk-free. There is risk. Everything we do has risks, driving on the freeway, flying in an airplane, doing things to our faces. Complications can include damage to blood vessels and facial nerve. If we had x-ray vision, life would be great, but we don't. So even in spite of our best efforts, sometimes a thread or a needle entry site can pierce a nerve, causing a neuropraxia, weakness, or numbness that can take some time to improve. I think puckering, dimpling, and irregularity where the threads unfrazzle and poke through the skin are even bigger risks. And there is no risk of vascular occlusion, so I often hear people say that you can't damage or occlude a blood vessel with a thread. I don't know how accurate that is. I hear a lot of surgeons say that too. I think it is possible to tie off or compress a vessel by compressing and tensing up against it with a thread. Thread lifts, lastly, will last about 9 to 12 months, and surgical lifts can last you up to 10 years. So these are some of my key considerations when I'm looking at a person who wants a thread lift. I really want to make sure that they've done the homework, they're educated themselves, they understand there's no such thing as a quick fix. You can look a little tighter, a little more snatched. It is going to be temporary. It's a really nice treatment for lower face laxity and jowling once you've had your volume replacement. And there you have it. Those are the top things you need to know about threads. It's a great procedure when it's done by the right person with the right training. Too often, people with inexperience or low-level knowledge of anatomy are doing these procedures. And I just want to tell you, that's a red flag. Please take care of your face. Please do your research. Please don't cheap out. You get what you pay for in life. And I want you to look beautiful, feel refreshed, feel confident, but not suffer, because I've seen so many thread lift problems. And patients, the real self rating for thread lifts is not that high. So do your homework, but definitely think of it as one of the tools we have in our armamentarium of looking your best. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to stay beautiful. Find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. That's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you're going to find products like my Diamond Line Refine, one of the most important things you can do after age 30, using Retin-A to improve fine lines and wrinkles every single day after age 30. Definitely check it out. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.